Type Exhibit Podcast, brought to you by Psychopathy.ng. It's another insightful episode, and today I have with me Dr. Anmol Agarwal. Dr. Anmol Agarwal is a security researcher at Nokia, focused on securing AI and ML in 6G and securing 5G. She specializes in cybersecurity and currently focusing on AI and ML learning security and API security. And she's going to be talking about artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. Stay tuned. Can you introduce yourself to us?
Yes, hi. So I am a security researcher, and I work on securing AI and machine learning from different types of attacks, specifically in 5G and 6G. I also have a doctoral degree in cybersecurity analytics, where I studied how to attack machine learning algorithms and studied the effect of attacks on machine learning algorithms. And I'm also a part-time adjunct professor where I teach machine learning.
Okay, that's really inspiring. That's nice. Okay, so I want to ask this question. Does modern cybersecurity require AI solutions?
Yes, so now cybersecurity is becoming increasingly complex. We see a lot of different attacks that are happening, right? When we have network intrusion detection systems, those typically use AI. So how AI works is it's basically, think of it as a tool. And so what AI is doing is it's basically analyzing all this data that it receives and then looking to see if any of this data has some kind of pattern within it. So you can actually use cybersecurity solutions based on AI. How it works is basically AI is the technology that is actually looking for the patterns for different kinds of attacks, right? So one example with this network intrusion detection, we see someone could attack the network. Maybe we see an unauthorized attempt, and what AI can do is say, I see this pattern. It is an attack. It's an alert that it gives to the SOC analyst, who then knows that it's an intrusion that's occurring. So yes, modern cybersecurity does benefit a lot from AI.
Okay. So can we use AI to find security breaches? And have you worked on any?
Yeah, so in terms of using AI to find security breaches, that is possible. So I can take a step back and explain how it works. So first, we look at a security breach is basically, you could think of it as an unauthorized attempt. It's something that's not expected. It's not what we would normally expect. It's considered sometimes to be an anomaly. So AI can actually be used to detect security breaches because it can be used for something called anomaly detection. So what this means is it's basically detecting for any kind of outliers that exist in the data. So something that's not normal, something that is very different from what we normally would expect. And then it can alert on that security breach. So one example is in cybersecurity. Let's take a cybersecurity example. AI could be used for user behavior entity analysis, right? So basically detecting any insider threats. So maybe you could use AI to say that this user somehow escalated their privileges when usually, you know, they're a normal user and for some reason they have an unauthorized escalation of privilege, right? Instead of being a normal user, they're trying to get root access. That could potentially alert the AI system to say that that is an example of a security breach. And yes, I have worked on detecting security breaches with AI. So for those in the audience that might not be familiar with some of the terminology, I just want to take some time to explain it. So first thing is, we know in cybersecurity, there's something called advanced persistent threat. So for those who are not aware, Advanced Persistent Threat, or APTs for short, it's basically an attack that is designed to be stealthy and that is not supposed to be detected. So typically some nation states, right, they use APTs in order to attack their enemies or the people that they're trying to gather intelligence from. So APTs are definitely an important cybersecurity threat. So I actually did do some research in grad school that tried to use AI to detect these advanced persistent threats. So my research was really focused on looking at, can we actually see how these advanced persistent threats were carried out? So I did that by basically mapping out the data provenance, or kind of the origins of the data in terms of the events that happened with advanced persistent threats, kind of simulated some of those attacks. And then from that, I basically worked with a team of researchers, including myself and some other PhD students, and we basically developed a machine learning model that checked to see whether certain behaviors could be indicative of an advanced persistent threat. And how it worked was, again, just looking at the patterns in the data. Is it something that, you know, isn't like the benign data that we were testing it on? So whenever you think of AI, just think of it as an advanced tool that you look for patterns in. It's just a very advanced data analytics tool.
Wow, I'm really, really inspired by your project. It's really nice. I would like you to help the audience unlock the upsides of AI and also confront downsides of AI.
Yeah, so some upsides and downsides of AI. So as we've heard, you know, AI could be used for an upside or a positive thing, as well as downsides or negative things. So I think with AI, it can be used for very positive things, even in the cybersecurity context, right? You can use AI to detect these patterns that could be indicative of a network intrusion detection, an insider threat. You could use it to detect malware, for example. So for network intrusion detection, you just look at, is there some kind of known signature of a virus that is attacking the system? That is one way. So people have heard of things like VirusTotal. VirusTotal, for those who are not familiar, it's basically a tool used, and you can basically send it files, and then what it does is it says whether or not that file is malware. And it's basically using a very simple machine learning solution to basically say that if your file contains these traits or these characteristics that are very similar to malware, then we're going to say that it is malware. So it's just, again, looking at the different patterns. And then while AI has many benefits and it can help us in cybersecurity, it's also being used to attack systems, and it's helping people attack systems in ways maybe they couldn't have done in the past. So what AI is doing is it's also, on the other side, enabling people to attack these systems. So one example, for the audience to kind of understand how this happens, it's one example is using generative AI like ChatGPT, for example, and basically using it to say, write a realistic phishing email. So phishing emails are typically emails that are used to socially engineer a user to basically give their credentials to someone who shouldn't have them, right? So an email, a phishing email, typically has a link that you would click on, and this link is usually very suspicious. You can easily see it's a phishing email. Phishing emails also typically are misspelled. They have a lot of typos. You know, some of the emails that I see, they have emojis all over it. So it's definitely very easy for the average person to see that something is not right with this email. It looks suspicious. Now, what people are doing with AI is they're using things like generative AI to basically craft an email that is a lot less obvious. So this phishing email that people are using generative AI to create, it's basically an email. It is a phishing email. It still has a link to click on, but it looks very, very clean. In other words, it's not easy to detect it. So emojis might not be there. Words might be spelled properly. It might have, you know, what you would consider proper grammar, like nothing that stands out as being suspicious. And it's very easy to detect those. It's very easy for someone to say that these emails look really realistic, but they're still phishing emails. It's just now the public needs to know that they have to be even more careful when they see things like phishing emails, because it's not as easy to detect them. So yes, overall AI has positives as well as negatives.
I think you even mentioned one. I think there's something they're really doing right now, and that's cyberbullying.
Yes.
It's really, I think with deepfakes, I think I saw like a recent issue on that. It's really, you know, it's really getting out of hand.
Right. I mean, deepfakes are also an issue, which for those who are not aware, right, deepfakes are basically when you're pretending to be someone you're not. So in cybersecurity, we talk about some attacks where someone basically calls you, you know, and they say, "We urgently need your money. We are calling from the government. We need your money right now," or "We need your social security number," for those in the US. Basically, we need your identity and your credentials right now. And so now with deepfake technology, which is enabled by AI, people are able to make these kinds of attacks much more realistic. Like, I recently saw an article the other day, someone's grandson basically called the grandparent and said, you know, "I need money, like, please send me money," and it was using the same voice as the grandson. So the grandparent was not able to actually distinguish, right, between an attack and the voice of his grandson, because it looked very convincing and very obvious. So again, deepfakes are another issue people need to be aware of. You know, there are also memes on the internet, I'm sure you've seen, where they're basically using deepfake technology to basically create videos of certain presidents or certain public figures, and you know, that is another issue. And even Taylor Swift, I think, yeah, this past weekend, right? See, so she, so AI was used actually, for those who are not aware, Taylor Swift, you know, the really famous singer, they created pictures that were, you know, showing her naked, and like pornography, like featuring her face, even though, you know, it was obviously fake images. But they basically used AI, you know, generative AI, to create these pictures. So now, of course, people are paying attention because Taylor Swift was impacted, but you know, even everyday women and children have also been impacted by that. So in some ways, it's good that this issue is getting more attention now.
Yeah, that's the aim. That's the aim of this topic. I knew, in as much as AI is good, AI also has a good ample and needs to be discussed. How we regulate these things, how we can bring it out to just speak in the areas that are important, not just trying to harm women and children and creating unwanted images of them. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. Well, I know that previously I'd asked you that, can we use AI to find security breaches? But now I want to ask that, is it possible for AI to create cybersecurity risk? Yeah, we were trying to figure out security breaches using AI. But now, can AI itself create more cybersecurity risk?
Yeah, so I think we kind of talked about a lot of this earlier, but basically AI can be used for bad things, and it can also be used for bad things in cybersecurity. So if you've heard of new generative AI tools, like for example, WormGPT is basically an evil version of ChatGPT, and you can use it to create malware. I think it can create ransomware. So basically, people are able to use generative AI to try to create attacks. So previously, you know, creating these attacks required a lot of coding ability and a lot of the skills to actually create those attacks. But now with generative AI, it's much more easy for someone to attack these systems because they can just ask generative AI, like, how do I create this exploit? And generative AI might give them something that would help point them in the right direction to do that. Now, I want to emphasize generative AI is not like perfect. So even though you can use AI to create cybersecurity risks, thankfully, it's not working. A lot of the code doesn't work when you're asking it to create something or to program something. Generative AI, a lot of times the code does not work or it's not completely perfect. So if you were a programmer and you were trying to use generative AI to code something like what you would do for an exploit, you know, it won't always give you a correct answer, and it might actually hallucinate, which is basically make up things and give you incorrect results. So yes, people are using AI to create cybersecurity threats, but thankfully generative AI is not as advanced, you know, to enable them to do a lot with it. But yeah, it is definitely lowering the barrier to entry. And so now even someone like a teenager who isn't knowledgeable about hacking could use generative AI to start, you know, hacking and attacking systems. So that is very concerning.
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much. Okay, so I want to focus more on the future of cybersecurity now. So, do you think AI can improve the future of cybersecurity? Or how do you think it might improve the future of cybersecurity?
Yeah, so I think AI can definitely be used to improve the future of cybersecurity. So like I mentioned, AI is already being used to help with creating in network intrusion detection systems. It's already been being used for positive things, but also in my job, we're actually looking at using AI for 5G and 6G. So AI will also enable more network optimization, and that is very important. AI is also going to be used, again, to secure the future technologies that might, you know, that might happen in the future. Like one thing is the metaverse people are talking about. The metaverse, for those who are not aware, it's by Meta, which was formerly known as Facebook. And it's basically like virtual reality where we are all avatars instead of people, and we're interacting with the world with our avatars, and it's all virtual worlds and virtual office spaces. So with this new technology, there are going to be a lot of cybersecurity threats, and so some people are talking about using AI to, again, secure these new technologies and to prevent these new technologies from being attacked.
Okay, wrapping up the show, I want to ask one last question, and I need to be very, very sincere as a cybersecurity professional. Do you think that we're secure in the hands of AI?
Yeah, so I think there's a common misconception that like AI will take over the world, but I don't think, you know, that is going to happen. So we are secure in the hands of AI. So basically, Think of AI as just a tool. It's basically just an innovation that we're using now for data analytics and to improve data analytics and to analyze patterns across data. It's just a tool. It's not going to take over the world. And even though there are some fears regarding AI, like being used to craft attacks and to generate images, right? There are also a lot of positive things that AI can be used for. I mean, people might not realize this, but AI has been around for a very long time. It's not actually something that is new. Like even something like allowing us to connect with each other, it might have actually been AI that helped us do that, because, you know, I found out about your podcast through LinkedIn, and I don't think I would have found out about this LinkedIn post unless, you know, it was machine learning from LinkedIn that would have suggested this post to me. So that's kind of an example, is like AI is everywhere. And even though it can be used for negative things, it's also used for a lot of positive things.
Much, Dr. Anmol, and thank you to the listeners for staying to the end with us. Before I round up the show, I'd like to say that overcoming this cybersecurity risk can be overwhelming, it can be daunting, it can be a really hard task due to the ever-evolving, and sophisticated nature of this data security breaches. But then it's also important to note that there can be one way, there can be one approach towards overcoming this risk. We can actually combine AI and human factor into the solutions. It's also important, very, very important, to note that AI has its downsides and its upsides. And that is what we've done here today. We have tried to unlock the upsides while confronting the downsides. Thank you.